Pippin, and we have a very interesting woman here, Toni Gilbert, on the line from Jefferson, Oregon. You say that's near Salem, huh, Toni? Good, good. Now, you have an interesting book here.
It's called Messages from the Archetype, and it is about using tarot for healing and spiritual growth.
Now you're talking about the cards that gypsies use, right?
Well, that's the it has that kind of mythos to it. But I'm a health professional. I'm a registered nurse and certified in holistic nursing with a master's degree in transpersonal studies. And I use it differently. I use it as a healing art.
Well, a little later on, maybe we can get you to do a little demonstration on our producer, Roberta Scott. That might be fun. First of all, when you just kind of went through a little bit of what you do there, you got my attention on this transpersonal.
Transpersonal. It's a term coined by Carl Jung about 100 years ago, and it means beyond the self or beyond the ego, and it has two meanings beyond that. Beyond the self, into your community or into the world, you know, just kind of extending yourself. It's transpersonal. Or going inside, like in meditation and prayer and guided imagery and visualization is also transpersonal.
So we could refer to this, I guess, as transpersonal psychology, maybe?
Yes.
Interesting enough. You were a regular nurse originally, right?
Right. Everybody starts out as a regular nurse.
And then you became, you got into this. I'm interested in how.
I've always been me. I had a grandmother who was a Christian minister, and she was into dream work and astrology and a few of those type of things. And so as a child, I was introduced to many things that are outside the mainstream. Very unique grandmother, and so I was 30 years old before I realized, you know, not everybody paid attention to their dreams, you know, for instance.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that. You've got to agree with me, it's a big jump from just being a registered nurse, a regular nurse, over to reading these cards.
Right, and, well, it would be for a lot of people, but I guess I'm saying it wasn't a big jump for me. I was that way first, and then I went into nursing. I probably always have that as a concept, and when I work with anything, I'm looking at that from that perspective.
Are you the only person that does some things like this, or is there a place you go to learn these things, or what?
No, I'm not the only person, no. It's just that you don't hear about it, and that's...
Well, I mean, it seems to me like maybe it's kind of new to the health profession.
Barely. Fairly, you know, but you're not going to read about it in any mainstream journal, and so that's why I started an online journal. It's kind of a grassroots type of nursing journal called the Alternative Journal of Nursing, and I have a website for that.
Yeah, and we'll get into that, and of course we do have a link here on our website at jerrypippin.com about that as well.
Good.
But, I'm interested, you actually... certify people for this, is that right?
I am beginning a workshop, and it begins in October, and it's for professionals to learn to use the cards, tarot cards, and archetypal tarot counseling. And it'll be...
Where are you going to have your workshop?
It'll be a telecommunication course.
Uh-huh.
For the last part will be a practicum in Eugene, Oregon.
But originally they can do it by computer, by phone?
Doing conference calls and chat lines.
And you say this will take, 9 months to a year?
Yeah. Well, there's a lot to it. There's dream work and...
We got it. Well, you just kind of glossed over that. What's dream work about? Is that basically analyzing your dreams?
Right. Is paying attention to your dreams and then interpreting them. In ways that help you grow, you know, help you raise your consciousness, raise your awareness about yourself.
Now, the name of your book also, don't you have a trademark on that for this counseling course? I think you do, or something very similar to that.
I have a trademark for archetypal tarot counseling,
uh-huh.
And that's my certification process.
professionals. How about your fellow health professionals? Do they look at you as some sort of quack? Or?
Oh, no. You know, I have found that a lot of those decks, I don't know if botting's the word, but have decks that, because they were attracted to the beauty of them, they're hundreds of decks, and they're works of art, really. But they don't know how to use them. There are some health professionals that do, you know, but I have only run into a few, you know, so I know there's the interest in them.
Now, you don't have your own line of cards to sell, do you?
No, not yet.
You're thinking about that, I bet.
You know, I started to, but I got to about card three, and I decided, you know, this is a lot of work.
Yeah.
48 cards in the deck.
Yeah. Yeah, there's more cards in this than a regular card deck, right?
Yes.
Yeah, 52, 20, so it'd be 26 more.
Yeah, but it's based on the regular playing deck.
Oh, is it?
Kings.
See, I don't know a whole lot about this stuff.
Yeah. Well, you'll have to read my book.
Well, of course I will. I've looked at it and glanced over before the interview here. It's an interesting subject. But you feel these cards can really reveal quite a lot.
In relation to the counseling process, you know, with the counselor, they do. And you can also work with it by yourself and gain insights.
Yeah, we're going to get to the dream part here in a moment, but... you mentioned art, and you're quite an artist, I understand. Tell me a little bit about that. How does that play into this?
The arts are a creative process, and the art, I see art like I see everything. It's an archetype, and it's on a continuum. There's, you know, your basic technical art, and it's on a continuum all the way up. And as far as I can tell, it's there's the healing arts and the spiritual arts at the upper end. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Are you saying if they interpret art that they do? Is that what you're saying? Or are you saying that your art helps you in your practice? Or both?
Both. You know, art. Is this like, I use the cards like, you know, when you're looking up at the clouds and you see dogs and cats and things like that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what I mean by projection. So I use the card as a
so in other words, this is kind of like if you look at a bunch of ink spots or whatever,
right,
and you project whatever it looks like to you,
right,
whatever you think it that's telling, I take it.
It is. It's revealing, and then I, with the counseling process, I ask questions around that, their projection.
I had not realized this, but evidently there's a holistic nursing association.
Yes, there's one. The one I belong to is the American Holistic Nurses Association, and it's based in Flagstaff, Arizona.
And why don't you explain to me and the audience at the same time, what do you mean by that? I mean, do you only use natural medicines or what?
No, holistic nursing. Holistic nurse is a really broad term, at least. There's many people use it different ways, but, you know, at the foundation of it, the holistic nurse first takes care of herself, her mental and physical and emotional and spiritual self, and then she helps others.
How do you interpret these dreams? I want to get back to that. I mean, two people could dream the same dream, and you'd probably have different interpretations.
Right. I usually go by the personal association to the dream symbols. You know, like, for instance, have you had a dream, Rick?
Well, I used to have horrible dreams.
Okay.
But I haven't had them in years.
Well, maybe you can give us an example, and I'll tell you what that is.
Well, I used to get night sweats, be paralyzed, yelling out in fear, and never really remember much about the dream itself. That was somebody who was after me, and I was going to get them first.
Well, there was something going on in your life that was similar.
That was what? Similar to that?
And so when you close your eyes, you go to sleep, all this fear and anxiety floats up, you know, to a more conscious position in your unconscious mind.
To my knowledge, I haven't had this dream in a long time. My dad had similar dreams, but nobody else in the family. And I don't really talk in my sleep much or anything else these days, and I don't really remember my dreams most of the time.
Right. Well, you aren't focused on them. If you realize how valuable they can be in your in your growing awareness.
Well, what do you mean by that? How can they be valuable?
Well, let me see. Let me see if I can think of an example here.
I have had dreams that that I've dismissed as phobias before, fears, like falling off a Ferris wheel, falling and spinning down.
Basically, they represent our hopes and our fears. Now, but you can go further than that with them. You can use the hopes and your fears to become more self-aware. And the more self-aware you become, the more self-developed you become. The more aware of yourself, the more mature you become. You grow up.
You grow up by analyzing your dreams?
You can.
Well, I must still be a very, very much of a youngster then.
Oh, you use other things, you know, you use your...
No.
Oh, okay. Well, or a partner?
Well, yeah.
You know, all their feedback helps you grow. You know that.
Oh, yeah, I get feedback from them. They all delight in telling me...
Yeah.
What's wrong?
Yeah. Right.
They enjoy that much more than they do the other part. Occasionally they tell me, well, I had a friend the other day from high school, many years ago. We're having a reunion, and he came by, and he all of a sudden started telling me about how proud he was of the work I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I do get good feedback.
Yeah. But that's basically what you get with the healing arts. Get feedback.
We call it healing arts, I mean, are you saying that you can actually heal people this way, what, emotionally, mentally, or what? How does that work?
Well, just kind of like we've been talking, you know, you help people become more aware, and when they become more aware, they get, it's like a fear, you know, if somebody came to me with a fear, and they were having dreams like you described, we would explore that fear. And they might find out that it's really not their fear at all, that their mother was that way. And there was no reason for them to be that way.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, my dad had the same dreams I did. He's long since passed away, but...
Well, he probably imprinted you with his personality to the point that you took on some of his fear.
Interestingly enough, you know, I do a lot of UFO shows, and we do these, and we get these people talking about abductions, and I'm agnostic about it all.
Uh-huh.
Completely. I have one way or the other been doing these shows for years, but they describe things that I've had happen to me, and I always chalk them up as some kind of phobia or psychological tricks my mind's playing on me, and they think they're real, and I really don't know.
Yeah,
you know, it's hard to believe. I mean, it's hard to accept. I guess nobody really understands everything.
No. I just kind of have to say, like you say, be open to things and let their experience be their experience, because you don't know.
Now, you have this therapeutic touch.
Yes.
How does
well,
that
work? You've heard of laying on of hands.
Yeah. I mean, I know it's basically certain religions have that.
Yes. Christian religion has that too.
Uh-huh.
Not sure if the Buddhist religion does, but anyway, my grandmother was a Christian minister, and she used laying on of hands. And
well, I mean, obviously, I've seen healing work in these meetings. I must tell you, I don't believe it.
Okay.
I believe it's a psychological thing.
Oh, well, the way I see it is that we have, the whole world is made up of energy, and we are energetic beings. And when we get sick, our energy's messed up. So if we have a nice, healthy human being come give us a hug, it's going to shift your energy and give you some healing.
Well, see, I believe that kind of stuff because I believe your mind and your state of mind, your frame of mind really can improve lots of things.
Oh yeah.
When I said I didn't believe it, I what I mean by that is I think that there's lots of other things in play.
It's very huge, really. I'm just talking to you about it in a simple way.
Uh-huh.
Like
meditation, for instance. I know people that meditate, quite a lot of people, and then Christians use the power of prayer, and other religions do as well. And I certainly see how that works from just appears to me that that's fairly logical if you empty your mind out there.
Right. Well, I think the energy healing, like therapeutic touch, which is a nursing modality, and a nurse.
So they go to your deal. They'll be involved in this.
Yes. Well, they might.
Yeah, it works, huh?
Yes. Very much so.
Well, can you give me an example?
Well, my husband. We've been married over 30 years, and he's a kind of a compulsive, hard-working person, and so his body pays for it. He just can't quit till he's done.
Well, I understand.
And he had a case of bursitis.
Uh-huh.
And he went to the doctor, and he couldn't, the doctor medicated him with ibuprofen, and he came home, and that worked okay, but it didn't go away. He just was in pain all the time. So I started doing some energy work and some guided imagery with him. And I put my hands on his shoulder and give him energy, the laying on of hands thing. And in his imagery, in his imagination, he imagined that a wolf came and see, I can't remember what the wolf did. But anyway, he got this wolf that did things like lick him and rub up against him and things like that. And I worked with him for about 3 months, and it cured his bursitis.
So he doesn't have it?
No, he doesn't have it. And he went back to the doctor. The doctor was ready to give him cortisone shots. And the doctor had never heard of guided imagery, which is kind of odd that a doctor wouldn't hear of guided imagery, because guided imagery, like, for instance, interactive guided imagery or integrative guided imagery have been around for,
Well, I mean, it's somewhat like visualization.
Yes.
Okay.
It's like...
I mean, I use that in my work all the time. I visualize everything that I hear. That on the radio, I've already visualized what it's going to sound like. I visualize, like when you're on stage making a speech or doing a performance, the same thing.
Exactly. But a lot of times you go a little deeper in that, in your visualization. Like what you're talking about is a light visualization.
Well, of course. That's a light kind of guy.
If you go a little deeper with it, you get images much like your dreams, where you don't have as much control over what they're going to say to you or, do. Which is safe enough. All you have to do is open your eyes and you're out of it. It's a little scary to some folks, I should tell you that. But it shouldn't be, because it is just a deeper level of meditation and using the imagination.
See, I may dream more than I think, because I do sleep on things a lot.
Yeah.
And always have the answers in the morning, usually.
Yeah.
And I always have a plan for everything I do.
Uh-huh.
I don't necessarily follow those plans. I mean, but I always start out with a plan.
Right.
And so maybe I'm dreaming more than I know.
Yeah, I think people dream. The way I look at it, I keep a dream journal by the side of my bed with a little pen light, so I don't wake my husband up if I want to write it down.
So you literally, when you wake up after you remember a dream, you write it down.
Right. But it's my intention to do that. So if you laid a journal beside your bed with a pen and a little light, and you wanted to start writing down your dreams, you'd remember your dreams.
You know, I was glancing at your website, and you had this section on mind-body-consciousness. I like that term, but I don't know what it means.
Well, when I told you about my husband and the bursitis, when he started having the wolf come to him in his imagination and rub up against him and lick him and be with him and calm him down. And actually, in his imagination, he became the wolf at one time, so he could feel how calm that wolf is, out in nature, in the forest, the birds and everything. That affected his body, because his mind calmed down, his body calmed down as well. that your thinking affects your health.
Go over to your website, take a look at all of that.
They can get to that journal from my personal website, or they can go to, I have two websites, and that it's ALT, like alternative, ALT, J, like in journal, nursing, or N, like in nursing. And .com.
You got your cards handy there?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I guess what's the object here? What are we going to demonstrate to the listeners?
Okay. How I use the card.
It's Jerry Pippen on the line from Oregon. We have Tony Gilbert. And Tony, you got your cards ready. And we have Roberta Scott here. I'm just going to turn it over to you two. You say you can actually do this on the phone by describing these cards. They don't have to look at them. Huh?
Yes. I must explain how this goes. This is as well, because this is also an energy type of thing, a laying on of hands along those lines, because as I see the world, now everybody doesn't see it this way, but as I see the world, it's all energetic and it's all one thing. You know, we're all like one big dream, and all the characters, everything. So even when I'm on the phone or at a far distance, you know, as in prayer, when you pray for somebody at a distance, then I can pick cards for people.
Roberta Scott, say hello to Tony Gilbert.
Hi. I would like to know what kind of archetype is operating
in me. I have spread the cards out in a fan shape across my table in front of me. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to put my hand above the cards, and I want you to tell me when to stop, and I'll pick that card.
Stop. Stop. Stop.
Okay, well, I've got the Seven of Swords here.
Mm-hmm.
And this, I chose the Osho Zen deck. And this is entitled Politics.
Politics, okay.
And it shows a happy face, a happy face mask in front, and it's being held up by a rattlesnake. Ooh. And in the back, there's a man, like a mafia type.
Mm-hmm.
And so, this is the archetype of someone putting on a happy face when they're not very happy.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Okay, yes.
Do I have another card?
Okay. Stop.
Okay. The next card is Fighting, entitled Fighting, and it's the Knight of Swords. And it shows a guy in armor, and he's got his fist doubled up.
Mm-hmm.
And it shows, in the background of this card, it shows two people struggling.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Okay.
Now, you don't have to reveal anything that you don't want to, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I just want to make sure that we're on the right track.
Yes. Okay, stop.
So this is an archetype of... you know, fighting, you know, the difficulty.
Mm-hmm.
Does this make sense to you?
Yes.
Does this make sense in your life?
Yes.
You don't have to reveal anything that you don't want to.
Okay.
Right? Okay, we chose another card.
Uh-huh.
And this one is entitled The Master. And it shows a man with a long beard and a gentle eyes, and a spear, a whole, you know, globe above his head.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like a light around it. Does that make sense to you in any way?
Okay. Man with a long beard, with gentle eyes, with a globe around it.
There's a light emanating.
And there's light. Okay.
Yes.
Does that make sense to you in your life?
All right.
Yes.
You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yes.
Okay, and you want another card?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay, go ahead.
Well, not a disappointment. Let's go to another card. Can we?
Okay, mm-hmm. This card is called No Thingness, and it's just blank.
Okay, stop.
And what this is the stillness before creativity.
Mm-hmm.
So... just me looking at these cards, it appears to me that in your life there's some negativity and you're having to put on a happy face and there may be some fighting and struggling someplace. But at an unconscious level, there's a solid core in you that knows what to do at a higher level, like a spiritual level, and that you just haven't done it yet.
Right. Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Do you want to tell us anything about that?
When you were talking about creativity, it has a lot to do with some of my goals and my dreams that I want to do. And I have had a lot of obstacles that have come into my life that has kept me from reaching those goals. But it is something that I'm paving the way for right now. And hopefully I will be able to do this and pursue what I've been hoping and dreaming about doing for some time.
Good. Well, it looks like an accurate layout of the archetypes operating.
It's what you would call a project that has been on the back burner for many years, and it's something that I need to tend to. And I think about it all the time, and I have people that have been in my life that has constantly reminded me that this is something I should do, and it is something
okay.
I should do.
You want to draw a card about it?
Okay. Yes. Okay, now.
Okay, this is the Three of Cups, and it shows three women dancing joyfully in celebration.
Okay.
Does that mean anything to you?
Yes.
What?
The three friends that have been encouraging me to do this.
Mm-hmm. This is a very happy card, and it's entitled Celebration.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, looks like the direction you need to go.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think?
I know it's something that is... It's something that I really need to do, really need to finish, really need to put to a conclusion. Yes. And I've been doing other things except following what I really should
right.
be doing.
And the card, the third card we drew is entitled The Master.
Mm-hmm.
Like you really know what you're doing here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've mastered whatever you're talking about, and it's just a matter of, but you haven't started it yet.
That's true.
And that's the fourth card with the no thing that's blank. And then the third card with the friends encouraging you.
Mm-hmm.
It's also a card of a positive, optimistic card.
Are there other cards? Oh, okay. I want another card. Let's just see what
it's
saying.
What do you want to ask it? What do you want this one to tell you about?
Will the beginning and completion be in the near future?
Let me see. I don't know that I can answer that type of question.
Let's
rephrase it. How about, what do I need to know about this project?
Right, okay. That would be good.
Okay, I've got my hands over the cards. Say when.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, right now.
Okay, this is the card. This card shows a beautiful woman sitting on lotus flower. She's got her legs crossed in like a meditation, and her fingers are like meditating. And it's in the suit of rainbows in this card, and it's entitled Flowering, like
mm-hmm.
blooming.
Blooming where you're planted.
Blooming where you're planted. But this is like, this is a queen, and
mm-hmm.
she knows how to do things. She's very competent and capable.
Okay.
You know, and she's, according to these cards, it looks like you can do what you're wanting to do.
Mm-hmm.
You're very capable at it.
Good.
Right.
All right.
Well, that feels very good to me. It really does, and I thank you very much, Tony. And I will give you back to Jerry.
We have Tony Gilbert with us, and that was an interesting demonstration. Roberta Scott, by the way, is quite an interesting person. I don't know. You knew nothing about her. You'd never met her. Never really heard about her before, right? She lost her leg to cancer when she was 22 years old and a beauty winner at a Miss Tulsa contest in Oklahoma. And they gave her 6 months to live, and she's still alive today. I probably shouldn't tell you how old she is, but it's several decades later.
How old is she?
She's a little older than you, but not much.
How do you know how old I am?
Well, you've been married 30 years.
Oh.
So you're 52.
No, I'm 57.
57. Oh, you got married late. Okay. I don't have the cards in front of me. No, I can't tell. I'm just kidding here. After she lost her leg to cancer, she went on a USO tour, several of them, hospital tours in Vietnam, and had quite a lot of experiences on the Mike Douglas TV show and a whole lot of things. She was a singer as well. She has quite an interesting book she's always wanted to write. And the interesting thing, she was always looking for other people to write it when she's more talented than most of the people I know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so that...
I recommend a good editor, the editor I have on the front of my book.
Well, good.
Robert Waldman, and she can contact him on my website.
Fantastic. We'll have her do that. We only got 2 or 3, 4 minutes left here. What do we need to cover for our audience? I know we've got to get into seminars again. People are interested in that. And the book, it's available where?
It should be available most places. You know, if they go to their regular bookstore, if it's not there, they can request it. And they can get it off my website. They can get it from White Cloud Press in Ashland, Oregon, which is available through my website. Amazon.com, Borders Bookstores,
So you are available?
Yes.
When we were setting up this interview, your people told my people that you were in Chicago, so I take it you travel some.
Well, I went to Chicago for a book signing.
And so people that are interested in finding out more about you, they can actually contact you through your website, probably the best way. And you're available for lots of things. And this seminar, you think you can start it in October?
Yes. I also do online sessions, just like we've done seminars.
Okay, so you can do online sessions. Anybody can take part in those.
Right.
And all the information's there on your website, correct? Well, I've got a couple of minutes left here. I've been monopolizing the conversation here. What about, you got anything that we left out that you think really would be very interesting and important for our listeners?
You know, I think we pretty much covered everything. Would you like to draw a card?
And what happens?
You don't get to know.
Okay, I'll draw one. I got 2 minutes.
Okay, you tell me when. All right, this card is a card of intensity. And this is in creativity, and it shows an image of, it looks like, you know, how Mercury charges when he's doing communications. That's what it looks like. It looks like Mercury in a bunch of colors.
Well, it sounds like that fits me.
It does.
So what are the ramifications of you drawing that card on me? What does that mean exactly?
It means that you're an intensely creative person and you get things done and you're communicating.
Well, yeah, I am fairly intense. However, I try to be nice about it. Anyway.
I know what you mean.
Okay, Tony, I've really enjoyed it. And we'll talk to you again soon. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.